Hello, everybody. My name is Tyler Martin. I also go by Casper Heckmatyar. This week's theme for the podcast is security. I'm going to be going in-depth and rough explanation as well. All right, hope you enjoy. Let's get into it. All right, so the first story is Carbank is back, one of the most successful hacker groups ever. They've stolen over $1 billion from 100 banks across 30 different countries. But that was about 2 years ago. It expanded into 2016 a little bit. But now we're in 2017. They took a little bit of a break. No one heard about them. They kind of faded in and out of existence. They were there. Everyone knew they were there. But no one ever actually did anything about it. And, well, they're back now, and they've become another issue. So they're exploiting Google. Now, I'm going to preface this. Google was not hacked. They are using Google to hack. Now, the way that's done is it's similar to that of Google dorking. This is the simple explanation, the simplest I can make it. They search for a very specific, you know, unusual thing, you know, like letters, numbers, text, some code, basically. And then Google will give websites that have that in their URL, their website, or is related to it. And then they can use, oh, well, this is a website that works with my exploitation. Except they're doing it a little bit more complex. For those of you watching the video that's going to be coming out after this, because they take a while to make, there's going to be a beautiful diagram on the screen right now, so take a look at that while I'm continuing to speak, along with these quotes that I'm about to say. All right, this is forensic security specialist Nicholas Griffin. He says, the Carbank actors continue to look for stealthy techniques to evade detection. Using Google as an independent CNC channel is likely to be more successful than using newly created domains or domains with no reputation. So CNC, quick definition, communications and control, command and control. That's what CNC is. So that's what they're exploiting from Google. Google is not being penetrated. Just a system of Google is being used to penetrate others. Now, again, look at the diagram that explains how this all works, if, then, etc. There's another quote that I would like to go before I get into anything technical. If you'd like, you can skip the technical things and just go to the next little bit. But I will go into that afterwards. Okay, so this is from THN, the Hacker News. The GLDR script, which is one of their old main scripts back when they used the Carbank exploit and their other older viruses and such, receives commands from Google Apps Script, Google Sheets, and Google Forms services. For each infected user, a unique Google Sheets spreadsheet is dynamically created to manage each victim. This is, again, the security researcher Griffin. Now, I'm going to explain that a little bit. So it's kind of like when you need to reset your password. You know, you forget it, they have it, they send you an email. Well, that's kind of what they're doing in a nutshell with this, except it's a lot more malicious and a lot more illegal. They're doing this to gain control over your account information, but not the account information you go into when you see account details. They want what Google sees when they see your account information. So they steal this, and then they frame it up to look like it, and then they receive that information. A little bit more in depth about how that's done down a little bit. I can see my time. I'm running a little short here. So the in-depth explanation is going to be a little bit quicker than I'd like. So this is third party, what they're doing. This is now the in-depth explanation. Google is not providing them a way to do this. They are exploiting this via third party and then using this to get other people. Google isn't being penetrated. It's being used as a command and control. Again, to that. So once they establish this command and control, the command being they have the information being sent to them, and the control meaning they have this information. What can they do with this information? Well, believe it or not, Google is a data analysis group. Okay, Google takes data, farms it, and then sells that to advertisers. I know, very heartbreaking. You probably haven't noticed it about before. But they're using the VBS malware as well. So they're getting your information, and then they can use their old viruses, upload them to you, and now they have a lot more control over than just your information. The VBS viruses are just, it's usually common in malware. It's Visual Basic. Most of the time it's used to get calculators, simple things. Well, they took that a little bit out of the box, you know, went far out. And they can gain access to your Google information, your extras. They can basically steal your information and then use this against you in something called social engineering, which I'm not going to go in depth on because it's not techie. It's just a thing that exists. So what social engineering is it's pretending to be someone and lying very, very well. That is the nutshell, and that's pretty much all I'm going to say about it. And with this information, they have the ability to lie extremely well, because there's no way of someone over the phone, like you're hearing me now, for you to tell that if I'm giving you all the right information, name, address, and everything, that I'm not that person. So again, I'm going to leave a link down in the bottom of this podcast on the original blog. If you're watching this from somewhere else, you're going to have to scooch on over to there, and then you can see it in there, and you can go to this link, read more in depth about it if you really want even more specifics. And if you want even more than that, you can Google around, find out what the GGLDR is and stuff like that, and the CarBank script. Well, with that, I'm going to move on to the next subject. Now, this next subject I want to take a lot of time explaining, because this is one that's extremely, 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 extremely important. So you always hear the media talking about, oh, this was hacked, ATMs, money, 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 money. All of this is being stolen, stolen, and robbed, robbed. But you have no idea why or how. Well, people that are professionals, unlike myself at explaining things, can go to this convention. It's called Black Hat USA. Now, the term Black Hat USA, for those of you that know what Black Hat is, I'm not going to go in depth on it because that's for another podcast, but it's basically bad people. We'll think, well, that doesn't sound like a really good convention. It sounds like a convention for criminals. It's not. It's not a convention for criminals. It's a convention for security engineers to go around and share what they've done. Now, all types of cool technological conventions that are related to security are in this location. For example, DEF CON. DEF CON's a huge thing. They talk about and almost walk you through how to hack certain routers, Wi-Fis, insane things. And there's also Black Hat USA Arsenal, where if you just want to be wowed, you know, you want to challenge yourself, you think you're invincible, you know, you're like 21, you're made of steel, all right? You can go up there and you can challenge them to hack you, and they will. And it will boggle your mind how much they can figure out in 30 minutes. They'll be able to tell you things you didn't even know were on the internet, because not everything you put on the internet is just what you put on the internet. It's insane the things that they can find, and it'll just open your eyes to how important security can be and how simple it is to defend yourself, if only you knew how. Now, obviously, they're companies, so they like to sell their simple security products, so obviously you can buy them. Some are free. Avast is there every year. I personally love Avast. It's a personal recommendation of mine. It is Windows only right now, but for those of you that own Windows machines, I'd highly recommend looking into it. Don't just take my word for it. Look up a review. But that's a good one that's always there. Intel is always there. Microsoft always there. These big companies are always there because they have this conglomerate, and they want people to believe that their products are safe, and then they want these people to prove why. And that their security system reacts really quickly and fast. So, but you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with you? Maybe you don't even like security, so you just want to go there to protect yourself. Well, you can listen to a DEF CON then, which is related to Black Hat USA. They do one of these every year. It's in Vegas. So if you're in Vegas for some reason, other than casinos, it'd be great to stop by for the two-week period that it's open. You could meet some extremely intelligent people. And if you want to go into computer science, it is always nice to just know that this security exists and this pen testing exists. So that way, if you do go into like any kind of computer realm, you know what you can look out for. Like if you want to be a web dev, XSS, you want to be a software engineer, secure coding, like all of this, they have education booths that will literally just sit down and talk with you about it. And I'm going to link a video or two that shows a Black Hat USA experience, just because I think it's crucial for some people to know how powerful this convention really could be. It could literally be the difference between not going into bankruptcy when you get identity theft and going into bankruptcy when you get identity theft. Those are two huge things. And identity theft, you hear it on the news all the time, Channel 8, Fox, everywhere. It's not even politically related that everyone is getting identity theft. idea of it is rising. The amount of people that it's happening to is rising because computers are becoming more and more dependent on your everyday lives. And the more and more they become dependent on your everyday lives, the more you depend on it. And the more you need to depend on someone or something to watch your security. Now, not everyone's a security specialist, which is why they make these softwares that do this for you. Now, obviously, nothing's hacker-proof. Where there's a will, there's a way. It's very true within the terms of computer science. So by getting one of these, you are not invincible, but you are also not out in the nude, you know? You have some form of first line of defense, if you will. It's just a good thing to know about, good thing to understand, and if you can't go out, like most people can't afford a trip to Las Vegas and the entry fee to go into Black Hat USA, you can just watch it on YouTube. They live stream it. It's like a 360 thing if you have the VR or you're even interested in things of that realm. Also, just huge technology figures. If you idolize like Mark Zuckerberg, Kwadi Swendenwall, there's a ton of researchers and just very high-ranking people in this profession, and it's just really good to go into this convention and just walk around. I don't want to say too much more on this because it is a little lengthy. I love this, the thought of this convention, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about one more thing associated with it. I know you might be sick of hearing about it, but it's really important that I cover everything in it. Black Hat USA also sponsors DEF CON, and something I'm going to talk about even more in depth later is the Pawnee Awards, which is awards for hackers or hacks in specific. So the Pawnee Awards will be gone into later down the line, but DEF CON is a huge sponsor of Black Hat USA, and it is that thing where I mentioned earlier where someone just walks up and talks about and walks you through all this, but that's not all DEF CON is. DEF CON is also its own little convention off of Black Hat USA that is a lot more different places in the world, and it's a lot easier to go to. There's no entrance fee. There's five in California. There's even some along the East Coast now. There's one up in New York every year. So that, giving where our general area of where this podcast would be recording from is Pennsylvania. So going up to New York would be really convenient for people in our local area. You can go to their website and you can look up, just go to Black Hat USA, go to the DEF CON sponsor, and just go to their website. It'll link you directly to it. And you can look through their where their locations are, and you can find all these really nice locations around you. In fact, some might even just be down the street. You just never knew that convention center was being used for anything, because these are kept discreet because, you know, the word hacking is scary. People are afraid of that word. It's like murder. It's a criminalized word, which is true to in a sense, but there are good people like the people that work and go to these conventions that are really trying to help you and not benefit themselves most of the time. And it's just a great way to go in life, is just being secure, knowing that if something does happen, you have a way of being secure. It's great. I highly recommend it. But with that, I'm going to stop talking about my love for Black Hat USA, and I'm going to go right into the five topics of the week. Right, so one of the first topics is THN, the Hacker News Company, coming out with another scientific computer science study about how now websites can track you across multiple web browsers like Chrome, Firefox, Explorer, Safari, Orion is one, Chromium, all different kinds of web browsers. And it's just really good to read into. It's on THN, probably front page by now, depending on when you're seeing this. Great place to look at. I highly recommend their services. It's front page of THN. Websites can now track you across multiple web browsers. If you're watching the video, I'm going to put a little diagram on screen right now. There you go. Now, this is what I'm going to go down into a later podcast, because this is a great topic for a lot of people. But this is Cyber Patriot, a U.S.-funded cyber program for kids. National finalists and regional category winners, scores are now up. You can check the website to see where your team ranks. If your school, if you're currently enlisted in a school, a college, or even some high schools have a Cyber Patriot team, you can now see if your school even has one of these, and if they do, how well they're doing. Nice little thing to check in on. And once again, I don't even know if this is entertaining anymore, but Yahoo has been hacked again. I think this is the fifth time in total. It warns affected users about whether or not your accounts may be compromised. So if you have a Yahoo account, I recommend changing your password, because it's probably going to be up on GitHub in a few days. InfoSec Security, huge security company, one of the largest in the business, just said that hacking crimes are rising every single day, and they're calling this a cyber crisis in 2017 is what they're predicting. Are they true? Are they not? Head on over to InfoSec Security, read all about it, see if it's true or not. Make that judgment for yourself. Cyberary.it, you'll hear me mention these guys a lot. They just recently released a new course, free security training. Go check them out. Again, I'm going to throw them down in the description. Great people. Great. Another asset, those of you watching the video, I'm going to throw up on screen right now. This is another diagram of hacking crimes in the largest cities in the U.S. This is where they are. Los Angeles is the highest. Houston is next. Chicago and then Dallas. Those are the top four right now. See the rest on the diagram. But with that, this is going to be the last topic for InfoSec Security. They are saying that too many unintelligent investment dollars are being spent on security, but we're spending them on people that are not qualified to do the security research. I'm not going to put my personal opinions in this. That'll be for a different thought and podcast. But InfoSec Security has their own set of opinions that you can go and read that do not have my bias in them, and it would be a great read. And that is going to end off the 5 minutes of the week, or the five topics of the week. That's what's been happening recently in the security realm or in the computer tech field, so I hope you enjoyed. Now I'm going to go into my last topic, the Pawnee Awards. Alright, so you're probably asking yourself, what are the Pawnee Awards? So, like I said earlier, they're awards for hackers, but what does that actually mean? An award for a hacker? Do we actually give criminals awards? No, criminals go to jail. We give awards to hacks and hackers that have done either good progress in the prevention of putting hackers in prison, or putting more the prevention of hackers affecting your everyday life, which is being a struggle right now, and the best hacks of years over the time. So 2017, there haven't been many nominees yet because we're pretty early into it, but there's a few. I'm going to do ones from 2016 because there's the most, and I have, what my opinion, the best hack of like the most recent 5 years. And no, it's not Snowden, because that wasn't a hack, that was a release. But the best backdoor, and this was for 2016, this was the Juniper Screen OS. The credit for this expertise finding goes to the Chinese Information Operations of Information Warfare Center. So, most vendors that sell products like Windows and stuff, they backdoor their products on purpose because, well, they don't like their users that much. But sometimes it's hard to know about that, so we rely on the like the war and the military to take care of such thoughts and discoveries. And China discovered that in Juniper there was an inactive script that some of the developers have no idea how even got there, except the guy that put it there that's probably making tons of money right now. And they warned all their users that it had been active for several years. They're estimating about 2 to 3 years. In 2 to 3 years, Google can collect enough data to sell to so many marketers. In that amount of time, using Google statistics, because Juniper OS was extremely huge, but it wasn't exactly as big as Google, so I'm dumbing down these numbers a bit, but they would have made $2 billion based on Google's spendings and funding for 2013 through 2016. Those are the numbers I was using for my math, and that's just an insane amount of money that could have been stolen purely in information, and honestly wasn't breaking an insane amount of laws. Like, that's, I think there's only like 7 or 8 broken there. Normally it's way more, especially for something like this. But I'm going to go a little bit technical. They think that this was implemented all the way back in the 90s, as latest, like 99, 98, and it was an SSH backdoor, which is Linux, like, default. It was, like, you know, kind of like a .bat file for Windows, but for Linux, which is the one you use for more, like, networking, and it's basically the poor version Windows. It's free, it's open source, it's great. Google it if you need a further explanation. And to this day, several of the researchers have no idea who did this. No idea. They've looked into this extensively, seeing as the fact of how much could have been stolen. They really don't know. This could have been a failed backdoor, but again, as soon as they discovered it, it destroyed itself and there wasn't a ton of evidence left. So whether or not Juniper, the company itself, did this on purpose and it was some big conspiracy theory, or whether or not this was just some prank by one employee that never got found out, we will never know. But we do know that one Juniper developer has a huge closet of nice, velvety wines. And to this day, we probably never will find out who did this, but in my opinion, this was one of the greatest hacks of 2017. Just the fact that you could pull something that huge off in such a nice, subtle manner and not even be discovered for that long is insane. But the Pawnee Awards does so many likelists. Like, they have best client-side bug, best server-side bug, best exploit. This was best backdoor. They're just crazy, crazy awards. And they don't exactly go, for people wondering who these awards go to, they don't exactly give them to a person. I mean, if you kind of fessed up to most of these things, you'd probably get arrested on the spot. But they more like make a plaque for it and kind of, you know, put it up for the time being and say, oh, well, this hack won this award, and then whichever hacker was it off in the world that did it can go home and sit down in his sofa in his complete solitude and, you know, loneliness and constant running from the police and just think, well, he got an award for it, so he must have been that bad. All right, but that's pretty much going to do it for this week. Next week is going to be Kids in Cyber. I'm going to talk about where you can learn about cybersecurity. I'm going to talk about some safety procedures, and the rest will kind of be to be continued. You'd have to watch to find out, but it's definitely going to be an interesting episode. My name is Tyler Martin, also known as Casper Hekmatyar, and that was the Penn Manor 1-to-1 Help Desk podcast. Hope you all have a good day. Stay safe.